Hey.
Man.
I still can't change opener and closer. I still don't have the ability in the manager. And
I think the card is still a broker thing. You can notate on the card, say, I'm on KK, I'm on Angel, update on it.
Okay.
Try to come up, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'd like to do it.
Okay, because
right?
I don't, but I can find it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we have an account where this one needs to. I'm going to send you the UN. It needs to be assigned to Ben, please, because I can't get in there and change it, and neither can Virginia. So.
Virginia.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And there's now the one you pick the open and the decision selected here.
Correct. Yeah, I guess. Oh, it's having a problem for you too, huh? Yep.
Out of this account, Virginia was the one who touched this account like half an hour ago, and she put Tara, and she said wrong opener, and she put Tara in there. She didn't put Ben in there.
But Ben didn't assign himself from the beginning.
Oh, hold on. It looks like I did the same thing.
It's not you. I think it's a bug.
It's a bug?
I think...
It looks like I did the same thing. I put Tara in there.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's selected brand, it says revenue here. Something wrong with the brand, huh? Yeah, it's a bug. Hold on. Let's show up on sales, check sales by closer and show up for him or not. Brand for this week. No, it's not show up for him. Mm-hmm. So whatever I just did, it didn't work.
We have a bug.
Yeah, we have a bug. Can you create a bug and put this UN and say both Virginia and Sasha tried to do it and it didn't, it only saves the opener, which is Tara, but the closer, it didn't save the Ben assignment. It puts revenue.
But it so attaches to the other card? Because this is for you.
No, it's a different card. That's completely different. So since you
guys are the ones with the issue, shouldn't you create it? I don't even have the ability to get in there and make the changes.
That's true.
Yeah.
So do you have any other accounts?
Not yet. This is the only account we sold so far this morning. If I have another one, I'll add it in there. So tag me on it as
okay.
FYI, okay?
Okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. right.
Okay, bye. I just had to tell you about my little win this morning. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay, bye. Siri, call Nadine.
Calling Nadine.
Hi.
Hello. Sorry about
it's
that.
It's okay.
It's been a day. I've been taking my break.
It's been a day, girl. It's been a day. Listen, I get to go down to the district attorney's office because my son can't keep his butt in school.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So he said, I was like, do you realize that all these problems are happening when you refuse to take your medication anymore?
Oh, I see.
And
yeah.
he told me, fine, put me back on the medication. And I was just like, thank you, Jesus. It only took 3.5 months. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, so he's going
to
do it.
Yeah, I gave it to him this morning.
Oh, good.
I gave it to him this morning. You know what I mean? Like, he's getting F's. He's getting so many. He's ditching class. He's getting so many things missing from. And I get it. Like, at a certain point, and you probably understand this way more than me, but because you've raised more kids, but at a certain point, you have to let them do it. Like, they're. Until they figure out where they're messing up. Because it's part of being a young adult, right? Like, we can't fix it, we can't save it, we can't, you know, and he told me a couple weeks ago, Tina, he said, you never let me have my own consequences.
Oh, no.
Say less! Say less, you little shit! Say less! Like, okay. So this morning when he woke up, I was heated, and he was like, I literally read the email like right before I went into the morning meeting, and I didn't even have any words for the morning.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
But,
yeah, those boys, what they put us through, I know, I went through.
I know.
The only thing I worry about with Wyatt is that he's such a star up and coming football player. And now that he's getting into the higher grades, he's going to be, you know, starting more in varsity. And if his grades are down and he's missing, you know, credit, they're going to not even let him play.
Girl,
you know?
He quit football.
Yeah.
He quit football after tackle season.
Oh, I see.
And I think that's part of it too, you know, but I let him like kind of make, oh, okay. You don't
want
to do football? I
want
to do photography. Okay. Okay, let's see. You know, like, I don't want, you know, like, I want to do what you want to do, as long as it's reasonable, right?
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to push him to do something that he's miserable at.
Exactly, but look at what happened. You quit football, and then, you know, and then you quit taking your meds, and you quit doing this, you start hanging out with the wrong kid. Like, look at your life.
Yeah.
You know? Like, look at what's going on. Or somebody's always on your bumper. Like,
it's funny because my daughter, Angel, she's a juvenile probation officer, and she just got transferred into the county school, and she's like a part of that to make sure that all the kids, you know, within her region are going to school, and if they're not, she has to go meet with them. So the whole nine yards.
Dude, they're making me go down to the district attorney's office.
Yep.
I'm like, what the F? Oh, my gosh.
That's not good. Yeah, that's not good. That means they already have you on the radar. So, yeah, I'm happy that he's going to take the medicine and
you know,
back on the straight and narrow. Good for him. So,
well, hopefully it all turns out good.